Many of us have fuzzy memories of learning how to do-si-do back in grade school. Your square dancing experience may have stopped there, but millions of people still do it all over the world. And research shows it can help fight many of the negative effects of aging. Vermont Public's Nina Keck decided to find out more. She visited the Cast Off Eights, a square dancing club that's been active in the Rutland area for nearly 50 years.
When Chittenden resident Corey Wood had a stroke at the age of 40, he says life got difficult.
The first couple of years, there was a lot of recovery from it, you know what I mean?
Wood was struggling with balance and memory problems, so his friend offered a suggestion. Try square dancing lessons. Wood says he wasn't sure at first, but he gave it a shot, and it helped.
It did. It healed that. It helped me greatly, you know, get my balance back.
Nearly 30 years later, Wood is still at it with the Cast Off Eights in Pittsford. On a recent Wednesday night, members of the club gathered at the Lothrop Elementary School for their first meeting after summer break. Some chat on the sidelines while others pair up and form eight-person squares on the gymnasium floor. The dress code is casual, no poofy skirts, and the music is much more eclectic than I expected. Who knew the Commodores' classic Brick House was good for square dancing? Orwell resident Peter Tobin stands up on stage with a microphone directing traffic. He's known as the caller. As Tobin cues things like do-sa-do, right and left grand, star promenade, and California twirl, the dancers weave in and around each other in intricate patterns. Club president Rita Wood says beginner dancers need to learn approximately 60 different steps. Some of the more advanced calls have sounds that go with them.
Double pass through track two.
So he will call track two, and everybody does the toot toot. And the outside person goes around the outside track. The inside person goes on the inside track.
It sounds complicated.
Once you learn the calls, it's not. You just have to remember how to do the sequence of calls. So that's the big thing.
Time is set aside during the weekly dance sessions to teach them, and they build from week to week. That mental challenge is just one reason 81-year-old Joanne Brown of Rutland says she enjoys square dancing. She and her husband started years ago.
And now I'm a single, so my husband's deceased, so I keep doing it because I had so much fun, and there's a group that I knew, and I could do it.
Those social connections are important as people age and become more isolated. Just touching another human being, something many seniors get less of as spouses and other loved ones die, can be crucial to well-being. Research shows regular social dancing can fight depression and improve motor skills. It can also boost memory and cognitive function.
I think it's a little bit like chess with people.
This is 85-year-old Alan Greenberg of Bethel.
Figuring out where to go. Sometimes the calls are fairly intricate, and it's just knowing how to work together, and people have to be gentle and not berate people if they make a mistake.
For Corey Wood, dancing didn't just help improve his coordination and memory after his stroke. He even found love on the dance floor and wound up marrying Rita, the club president.
And we just celebrated 20 years. I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
As one group finishes a dance, their circle contracts inward as they thank each other. They're all grinning. Everybody smiles when they're here, another dancer tells me. For Vermont Public, I'm Nina Keck in Pittsford.